This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Inflation Reduction Act will raise taxes and put America further into the recession, West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey says he can't believe Senator Joe Manchin would sell out his state like he did.
I think that if you were to draft a bill that would hurt West Virginia really, really hard, and you were to think of all the bad things you could do to our state, to coal mining and to our the price of energy in our state, our ability to be competitive, this is the bill you do.
The U.S. economy added 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment rate falls to 3.5%. The Labor Department released its latest monthly jobs report Friday morning. July's report marked a positive jump from the prior month, which saw a payroll gain of 398,000 jobs added during the period and came in at more than double what economists had expected. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
South Korea joined the party to the moon Thursday with the launch of a lunar orbiter that will scout out future landing spots on Earth's satellite. The vehicle launched by SpaceX is taking a long roundabout path to conserve fuel and will arrive at the moon in December. The United States, China, and India are operating around the moon at this time. Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis has figured out how to deal with ineffective soft-on-crime state attorneys.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended state attorney Andrew Warren of Hillsborough County. The governor claiming that Warren did not uphold state laws banning abortion and medical procedures for transgender children. He's replaced the state attorney with Judge Susan Lopez, who says that she will faithfully execute the duties required by her role.
I hold the utmost respect for our state laws, and I understand the important role that the state attorney plays in ensuring the safety of our community.
That is Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Uvalde, Texas police chief has been demoted.
Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District Police Chief, who has been facing national scrutiny for his part in the response to the May mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, was demoted from a high-ranking position in another law enforcement department nearly a decade ago. This is all according to a report from the San Antonio Express News. Arredondo was relegated from assistant chief to commander in the Webb County Sheriff's Office in October 2014. The Webb County Sheriff Martin Kuehler stated that the reason was that Arredondo, quote, couldn't get along with people. Kuehler also said that Uvalde CISD had never called him for a reference after Arredondo applied to the department. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Whistleblowers nearing a dozen have come forward to expose the Department of Justice and the FBI of political bias. If this is true and we can't trust America's top law enforcement, it's a sad day for America. FBI Director Christopher Wray was told to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing that took place on Thursday. Mr. Ray said that allegations of the FBI suppressing information into the Biden business activities were deeply troubling. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For those of you listening to us over the weekend, you may be hearing a delay. Well, if you're listening over the weekend, I'll guarantee you it is delayed, okay? It's being aired on Friday live, and this is why we say we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if you're hearing a replay, you can join us live during those said times at BillMartinezShow.com. All these excellent experts that we have to keep you in the flow of the know. No 8-second sound bites. That's not what it's all about. John Fleetwood is with us now, the managing editor for American Faith. John, how are you?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Our hearts are heavy with the news the other day for the champion, Representative Jackie Walorski, who died in this recent crash along with another motorist and two of her aides. You know, Jackie's background as a Christian missionary to Romania, served in Congress with distinction and championed worthy causes. She was among Republicans who contested the 2020 election, defended President Trump on the January 6th dissidents, and spoke out against the political trial of Steve Bannon. She will be greatly missed, and we will continue to pray for her and her family. May she rest in peace. Well, John, I also wanted to address at this time, you've been staying on top of the monkeypox vaccine, and we are getting alarming admissions about this vaccine, you know, from the manufacturer. Update us on that, if you would.
Absolutely, Bill. I think this is one of the biggest stories right now that's not being told. You're not hearing any of this information coming out of, you know, New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, NBC, CBS, even Fox News, even the non-mainstream conservative news sources. I don't know why they're not talking about this monkeypox vaccine. I don't know why these journalists aren't analyzing the data we have, because we do have some data on it. We have statements made by the Bavarian Nordic manufacturers, which I'm about to get into here. But I just want to put that out there to the journalists and the news agencies. Why aren't you guys looking at this vaccine? Obviously, there's a push to get this vaccine out there. We're starting to see even Epoch Times reporting on a lot now. Frankly, if you look at their headlines, they're talking about the problems with the coronavirus vaccine. Well, now you're seeing all these states start to declare states of emergency. You had California doing it. You had Illinois. You've got the U.S. now declaring it. So this is what happened, guys. We have to remember what happened in the past to learn how to go forward correctly, what happened in the past was the same thing happened with COVID. You had these declarations of states of emergency, and then you had this massive vaccine push that unfortunately a lot of people, maybe even Joe Biden now, because he was quadruple vaccinated, but he still got infected with the virus. So now on to the manufacturer for the Jynneos vaccine, which is the name of Bavarian Nordic's monkeypox vaccine. They're admitting that it's never been tested in humans for effectiveness. And I'm not making this up. This is coming from a report from MIT, Massachusetts.
So John, help me out here. Okay, let me pause for just a second. All right, let's remember who's being mostly affected by monkeypox. I mean, this is within the gay community. And you would think the LGBTQ community would be up in arms because basically, I mean, you've got the manufacturer admitting that they're turning the community into lab rats, right?
100%. And the UK Health Agency came out and said it was 99% happening in the gay community. But they can't do that because that goes against the woke ideology, the cultural Marxist ideology, the globalist ideology that is the mainstream narrative to oppose conservative Christian ideas, to oppose heterosexual relationships. Their whole goal is to take that down and to erect in its place this globalist ideology that promotes anti-conservative values like homosexuality, all the LGBTQ values. And you'd think if it was all about safety and consistency, they wouldn't have had, you know, a gay pride events where
of course
the mainstream media would be calling them super spreader events, right?
Exactly, events. Well, see, this is the whole point. Just like you said earlier, and this is key. What did we learn during the first pandemic that we're casting aside and we're setting ourselves up again without any informed consent? Our liberties are being squashed. Lockdowns, get ready. Oh, that's right. The midterm's just around the corner. I mean, the politicians and the bureaucrats are going to use every angle they can because their policies are losing. The Democratic Party is loaded with losing propositions, and it looks rather bleak for the midterm. So, hey, time for a good crisis. Let's do what worked in 2020. So throw this out and forget about the fact that it is targeting a specific demographic of the community. And now at large, they're going to want to have everybody vaccinated, everybody scared, and just given partial information, the convenient information that that supports their agenda and their objective, and people are going to end up getting, you know, vaccinated with this monkeypox. I mean, and the fact that it's as experimental and admitted by the manufacturer that it's this experimental. I mean, John, we've lost our minds.
Well, you set aside, because I've been able to share with you, Bill. I've been very grateful that I've been able to share on your show that the FDA package insert for this Jynneos monkeypox vaccine says on it that heart problems of special interest occur in 1 in 75 vaccine recipients.
Wow.
Those who have not already been vaccinated against smallpox, but also in 1 in 48, Bill, 1 in 48 vaccine recipients will have a heart problem of special interest if they've already been vaccinated against smallpox. So let's set that aside. And then let's set aside, even though we shouldn't, let's set aside that the CDC has reported that 1 in 4, I mean, 25% of women who became pregnant after being injected with the Jynneos monkeypox vaccine has suffered a, quote, spontaneous abortion. And let's set aside, Bill, that the Jynneos monkeypox vaccine insert also says that the vaccine, quote, has not been evaluated for impairment of male fertility, and it hasn't been tested in human breast milk. Let's set that aside. Well, now you have MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, writing these reports where the vice president of Bavarian Nordic's clinical strategy is saying that we have no effectiveness data. That means we have no real world data for whether or not this vaccine is going to work, coming directly from Bavarian Nordic. the manufacturer of this JYNNEOS monkeypox vaccine.
What other vaccine would be allowed to be put out in the marketplace with this kind of lack of information, John? This is incredulous. We've got to go to break. We've got more from John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith.
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith. John, just to kind of summarize, this report on the monkeypox vaccine and how we're being set up again. I mean, we knew this going into the midterm elections that the Democrats needed to pull a rabbit out of their hat, and a big rabbit, because of the mess that the Democratic Party is in as a result of their standard bearer, Joe Biden, right?
Right. And the main takeaway from from this MIT report about the JYNNEOS monkeypox vaccine that it looks like it's going to start getting pushed on us. They characterized the studies that this JYNNEOS vaccine manufacturer used to infer, not to directly glean the effectiveness of the vaccine, but just to infer, because they didn't do any direct studies to see whether or not the vaccine was effective in humans directly. So they characterized those studies that the manufacturer used as being too small and as not intending to determine the effectiveness of the JYNNEOS vaccine against monkeypox directly. And the study, quote, didn't set out to directly test the effectiveness of the vaccine, writes MIT. So you've got MIT then quoting this Heinz Weidenthaler, the vice president of clinical strategy at JYNNEOS manufacturer Bavarian Nordic, who also critiques the study's small size and casts doubt on the study's conclusion about JYNNEOS effectiveness at preventing monkeypox. Here's a quote of what he says. I think it's a bit stretched to come to that conclusion, Weidenthaler said, of that study's claim as to the vaccine's effectiveness. But it's all we have right now, he adds, highlighting the fact that the JYNNEOS monkeypox vaccine has no conclusive data behind it indicating its effectiveness or lack thereof. He said, quote, we've simply had no opportunity to test this in humans. And the FDA package insert for the JYNNEOS vaccine confirms that the drug's efficacy testing was only conducted on animal challenge studies, not in humans. So if you take this JYNNEOS vaccine, you are the experiment as to whether or not the vaccine is even effective. That's leaving out the heart disease that the FDA packages.
Or any other complications that could come as a result of it, like you say, and they get to operate with impunity. They're covered by the government, the people that are supposed to be looking out for us. John, this goes back to the very thing you and I were talking about, and that is our government has violated the people's trust. And, you know, this is huge, and the people need to take it for full value of what it represents. I mean, you know, I have a dear friend of mine right there in the same state of yours in Tennessee, Tennessee Bob, that I often talk about, dear friend. And Bob and I talked about, you know, the violation of trust. And he reminded me that a mentor of his said, you know, when it comes to business, if you have a business partner that violates trust, you've got to part ways in the short version of it. He declares it a little bit more eloquently. But the bottom line is that if somebody is untrustworthy, and I mean, the basis of any kind of relationship is trust. Even though the Bible tells us the only person that we can't trust is God himself. Now, you know, think about that, because God is the same yesterday, today, forever. He's honest. He's not going to lie to you. Consistently, this is in his nature and character. In the character of fallen man is that, on face value, we're untrustworthy. And you know, and you will find out by experience if somebody is trustworthy, if you can count on them. But they also have that choice. If they make a choice to become untrustworthy, then you have the choice to decide whether or not you want to continue in that relationship, knowing that they have violated trust and that this is part of you know, what's in their character, and there's not enough restraint in their character, even fallen as they may be, to check themselves to where they would not violate trust. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And so now we have a government that continues to violate trust, particularly with COVID. We've had 2.5 years in terms of how they lied to us. We have a president of the United States. He just isn't, you know, a gaffe machine. It isn't just a mistake. He's flat out lied to us. We've had elected officials. And for some reason, we become inured and just accepting of people violating trust. Well, look at, you can't reelect people that are untrustworthy because you just get more of the same and they double down. They figure, hey, why not? I get away with it. So now here it is with this monkeypox disease now running rapid in the gay community. We don't get the whole truth and nothing, but we get what's made up and what they want us to believe that's consistent with their long-term agenda, which has nothing to do with freedom and liberty, John.
And then we just have to look back what VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, says about the COVID vaccine. There have been 29,790 COVID vaccine reported deaths.
Exactly.
Okay. And the Department of Health.
Oh, and how many autopsies do we have? How many, do we have a note of how many autopsies on those deaths have been conducted?
Of course not.
And yeah, the last time I heard there was only one, but that was when they were at about 16,000. But go ahead.
And Bill, get this. Since 1990, when VAERS was first instituted, there have been a total of 39,390 total reported deaths from vaccines overall. Let me say that again. From 1990, there have been about 40,000 total reported deaths from vaccines, okay? 40,000. Now, 30,000 of those, okay, almost 75%, 30,000 of those were from COVID vaccine reported deaths. So think about that. All the reporting of vaccine adverse events that have happened, vaccine adverse deaths, since 1990 when VAERS was started, there have been 40,000 reported deaths from vaccines. 30,000 of those have come from the COVID vaccine that we only started injecting people with a couple of years ago. Isn't that incredible? Now, here's my point, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
As horrible as that is, the Department of Health and Human Services says only about 1% of vaccine adverse events are even reported in the first place, which means you have to take any figure and multiply it.
Oh, my goodness.
And you got to multiply it by 100 to get a more accurate reading. So the CDC is saying there have been 30,000 COVID vaccine reported deaths, and you add two zeros to that, you get 3 million. And that's according to the Department of Health and Human Services so-called Lazarus study that was done back in 2010. Now, here's the point, Bill. If that's as bad as that sounds, if that's all true, we need to make sure that we're taking extra special care in our analysis of this JYNNEOS monkeypox vaccine that it looks like the mainstream's going to be pushing on us, because what if it's
exactly
bad?
Yeah.
What if it's worse? We got to be careful with it.
You cannot yield to these government officials. I mean, look what Fauci et al. Did to us. Madison was clear. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power knowledge gives, ladies and gentlemen. We the people. It's on our shoulders. John, we got about a minute and a half left, and I did want to address what Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida did in booting a woke prosecutor, Andrew Warren, for failing to enforce state laws. Andrew Warren is one of the George Soros supported district attorneys that have been in key areas across the country and have violated our Constitution and have been able to run these various cities into the ground and, you know, open the gates to the crime rates, you know, just going skyrockets.
And this was a George Soros-backed state attorney, and that's coming
yes.
from Fox News, who is as mainstream as it gets. So that's a Soros-backed attorney. Ron DeSantis is doing exactly what a patriotic American politician needs to do, which is to protect us from these globalists. That's exactly what he's done by getting rid of this district attorney. Kudos to Ron DeSantis.
Exactly. And Soros, in his Wall Street Journal article column, tried to justify these leftist attorneys. I don't know how do you justify, you know, such levels of incompetence and empirical evidence that says this doesn't work. This does not prevent crime. It only promotes crime. Thank you very much, George Soros. Take your money and go find some other place to invest it in my humble opinion. John Fleetwood, Managing Editor for American Faith. Thank you, John.
Back to school shopping with Amazon Layaway. Now you can reserve your classroom essentials with just 20% down and pay the rest over time. No credit check required. From laptops, PCs, and dorm room furniture for the one that's off to college, to backpacks, tablets, and headphones for the one with a few more years to go, there's something available on Amazon Layaway for every student. With Amazon Layaway, you can now pay for eligible items in 5 equal installments over 8 weeks without interest or cancellation fees. Change your mind? Cancel anytime and receive a full refund. Reserve your back-to-school items at Amazon.com/layaway and select the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name. Once payments are complete, your items will ship with the speed and convenience that Amazon customers know and love. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Inflation Reduction Act will raise taxes and put America further into the recession, West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey says he can't believe Senator Joe Manchin would sell out his state like he did.
I think that if you were to draft a bill that would hurt West Virginia really, really hard, and you were to think of all the bad things you could do to our state, to coal mining and to our the price of energy in our state, our ability to be competitive, this is the bill you do.
The U.S. economy added 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment rate falls to 3.5%. The Labor Department released its latest monthly jobs report Friday morning. July's report marked a positive jump from the prior month, which saw a payroll gain of 398,000 jobs added during the period and came in more than double what economists had expected. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. By the way, I've got to tell you about one of our new sponsors, and we'll take a second to do that. And that is the Upside app. Okay. Do you want some money back every time you go to the gas tank instead of, you know, one way? There is a way, a unique way, and we're glad for this new sponsor we have, the Upside app, which is absolutely free. This gives you money back every time you put gas in your gas tank. It gives you cash, like I said, gives you cash every time. All you have to do is use the promo code PAID, P-A-I-D, when you download this free app. That's P-A-I-D. And in fact, the first time you gas up, they'll send you $5 to help offset some of the expenses. I know we've had a little bit of relief at the gas tank, but still, you know, compared to what we were dealing with 18 months ago, I mean, it was still, you know, through the roof, in my humble opinion, and it's mitigating some of the pain. Some of the pain we're mitigating just by our own choice of saying, hey, we're just not going to drive as much as we were driving before. But anyway, this will help you out. This will help mitigate those high costs of gasoline per gallon prices that we're having to deal with. So download the app, absolutely free. It's called Upside, the Upside app. It's available at, you know, all the usual places, the Apple App Store, Google Play, all that good stuff. Download it and start getting some of your money back. Why not, huh? Our gift to you. So thank you for doing that. Michael Morris is going to be joining us in just a moment to talk about, you know, the White House and its liberal media, how they're trying to change the definition of what constitutes a recession, right? And, you know, here we are for decades. We knew what the definition of a recession is. But under Joe Biden, like it was under Barack Obama, whenever the Democrats could change the definition and meaning of words, boy, they were all over that to their advantage. Kind of amazing, right? But anyway, Michael Morris, who's MRC Free Speech America and MRC Business Managing Editor, he's with us to break it all down. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate your understanding of what's going on, and maybe you can give it to us straight. You know, the American people have known, you know, well before it was announced, and word salad, you know, confusing about whether or not we are in recession. You know, the American people were telling you weeks before, we're in a recession. I mean, they're on the front line. They see what's happening at the grocery store. They see what's happening at the gas stations at every turn. Their 401k is now down to 201k, as they would say. They've been absolutely ripped off by the government, by this government that we put into office, that with their policies. This isn't by accident. It's not like all of a sudden we find ourselves at war and we're having to, you know, go into survival mode. These are just insane policies that the Democrats have burdened the American taxpayer with, and we're paying the price, and they have no answer. They have no answer for how we got here or how we're going to get out. This is real scary.
Well, look, you said it earlier. You know, the commonly understood or the technical definition of recession has been around for decades, and the media has understood this, politicians have understood this, and the American people have understood it. It's characterized by two quarters of negative GDP growth, and even the New York Times shows that gross domestic product fell by 0.2% in the second quarter after a 0.4% decline in the first. Look, even former President Bill Clinton acknowledged that two successive declines in GDP growth is what recession is. You know, so this is not new. But, you know, the Biden White House was trying to get out in front of this. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen actually came out on July 24th and said the U.S. economy is not in recession. And you saw ripples across the media also laying the groundwork before the GDP report came out. You had Paul Krugman saying there will be a lot of breathless commentary to the effect that we're officially in recession, but we won't be. Washington Post, recession experts don't think we're in one, and neither do I. Newsweek even came out. The White House website did not change its definition of recession. Business Insider, similar. No, the White House isn't changing the definition of a recession. Well, that's absurd, because the White House absolutely is trying to downplay the definition of recession, or what is commonly been understood as a recession, and the liberal media is out there trying to defend and shield the Biden administration.
Call it what you want, Michael. The people are in pain. They're feeling this in their wallet. They're feeling it with the fact that they're working harder, making less money, they're paying more for goods and services. This is bad news. And no matter how they word salad and how they spin this thing, the harsh reality, you know, recession, technical recession, whatever you want to call it, it is what it is. And this is why it's not helping the Democrats. And those that are getting behind this word salad of confusion that they're throwing on the American people, they're going to pay the price, because the voters are not that far away from, you know, posting their ballot. And they're going to let these Democrats know that they're full of it. And you know, we were just talking about this earlier, Michael, that, you know, like in any kind of business relationship, even the relationship that elected officials have with the electorate, you cannot violate trust. And they have violated our trust, and they continue to do so. I mean, even Janet Yellen at one point said that she had judged it incorrectly and came back when she was talking about inflation, because that was all transitory, right? Supposedly, another word salad concept that they tried to throw at us. And then she had to come back and save a little bit of face. I mean, after all, here, all these decades of experience that Janet Yellen has had, and suddenly now she's clearly an ideologue. She sold her mind, her brains out to this agenda, this George Soros-led agenda and the World Economic Forum agenda, to head us down this one world government yellow brick road. And you know, now we lose because we don't have the Janet Yellen that we had before that had some credibility. Now she's lost all credibility.
Well, look, this is exactly what the left does. They see the writing on the wall of the negative economic news, and so they pump out
this information beforehand. And then what happens is the liberal media, the leftist media, rather, just comes right out and copies the talking points. Just like with inflation, for example, here are the four steps of denial that we were told. It's not happening. Inflation isn't happening. And then two, it's not bad if it is happening. And then they try to redefine it in step three. And then step four, they admit either tacitly or expressly that they were wrong and suggest it's actually a good thing that it's happening. Well, the same thing that happened in those four steps of denial with inflation is happening again with recession. And you mentioned George Soros. Well, the Soros-funded Wikipedia actually redefined recession at least 116 times last week in an apparent attempt, it seems, to also shield the Biden administration. It's truly uncanny what the left and the liberal media and those online, the leftist big tech companies, are willing to do to shield the Biden administration.
And, Michael, you're following this. You talk about being uncanny. What I find to be uncanny is almost the language, verbatim. You know, from one channel to the next, you're going, what are they? Do they have the same editors that serve all these news outlets? Because they use the same language.
Well, right. It's truly incredible, right? You know, you mentioned the same language. It's like an echo chamber of sorts. The leftist media just repeats what they hear from the Democratic Party, what they hear from the Biden administration, and it's just spin, spin, spin. You know, incredible stuff, and it's horrible. The American people deserve the truth, and they're not being given that from the liberal media.
Well, the American people can no longer accept prisoners. We've got to take a stand for truth, as you say, Michael. We've been casual. We've been accommodating to that on the left. Somehow we think that they'll find their way, and they just dig deeper and deeper, and they keep lying to us to the degree that we no longer trust them. What credibility do they have left?
Very little. And, you know, you can check us out at newsbusters.org. We watch this stuff. We watch the legacy media. We watch the liberal news media spin stuff for the left so that you don't have to. We also track print, online print, liberal media as well. Check us out at newsbusters.org.
Knowledge is power. Michael Morris, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
I say quit looking, go be one. Go be a revival of one, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Nicole Hunt is going to be with us in just a moment. She's the attorney and life issues analyst for Focus on the Family. And we're going to be addressing the five lies the abortion industry is pushing and telling you what you need to know about how the abortion industry is handling the Roe decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. Nicole, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Nicole, can you hear me? I guess we're still trying to get connected with her. So, okay. She's right here now. Okay. Nicole, are you there?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you with us. Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on to remind everybody that, we may have won the battle as far as the Supreme Court decision is concerned, but there's still much ground to take when it comes to life. And we cannot just sit there and, with our heels on the desk and think that it's over. I mean, you know, you got 50 states right now still continuing in various levels to deal with this abortion issue. And we need to remain vigilant for the sake of the unborn, do we not?
Absolutely. And if anything shows that, it's the vote in Kansas this week on whether or not they would protect life with their state constitution. And one of the ways that the left is winning is they are controlling the narrative. They're telling the story. And so we need to be actively countering these lies.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is it's interesting, Nicole, as you say, I mean, their lies are clear. What ignited this whole movement after 49 years is practical experience that women have undergone as a result of Roe v. Wade to begin with. This idea that it was going to be rare and safe, not so much. After 63 million plus babies, and of course we're not even talking the number of babies. We don't even know what that number is in terms of the mail order abortion pill that's being sent across the country. That women on their own in the privacy of their apartments or their homes are taking these pills, and then they don't realize what has happened because they're told, you know, by these manufacturers and by these doctors that give them the prescription for these abortion pills that, oh, it's like taking Tylenol. I don't know of a Tylenol experience, even a bad reaction to Tylenol that results in the kind of pain and suffering that women are having to undergo as a result of these abortion pills. Do you?
No, and the truth is that the abortion industry is very scared in the wake of Roe's reversal. They are in the business of selling abortions. So if fewer women are getting abortions, their business model goes out the window. So they're in a full-out assault trying to save what they do for a living, which is sell abortions.
Yeah. And that's really the bottom line here. I mean, they're the purveyors of death. And case in point, again, experientially, the families, the women specifically, men, an increasing number of men, are realizing the lies of abortion, the truth of life, and the heartbreak that they had a debt in the family that they were told not to honor, just to ignore. It was no big thing, and now the realization is that, wait a minute, there has been an actual death in my family that went without mention, without any kind of sorrow whatsoever. I mean, Nicole, that's rather callous for a nation, for a people that has higher ideals in this. This is quite shocking and very disturbing and impossible to reconcile without God.
Absolutely. I mean, the truth is that the abortion lobby's position on abortion is much more radical than the average American is comfortable with. All Americans agree that there ought to, that life is important. And so for the left to embrace late-term abortion, to say that it's fine, like in states in Colorado, for instance, where I live, it's fine for a woman in the last term of her trimester to get an abortion for any reason she wants, no questions asked. That is far, far too extreme for American values, and it's way out of the mainstream of what Americans believe ought to be done when it comes to abortion.
Nicole, explain to the audience, because what they don't understand is that they say, well, you know, I'm confused. I see polling that says, you know, the majority of Americans support abortion, and it all has to do with the questions and understanding what questions were asked in the poll and what they what conclusions they were able to draw from that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, so much of it comes down to how the question is asked and even what questions are asked. Most Americans feel like life ought to be valued at some point. In fact, Gallup polling has showed consistently for the last 30 years that Americans are very uncomfortable. 70% plus support restrictions on abortion once you get into the third trimester. They know that there's life there, and they're very uncomfortable with seeing life taken out of the womb when a baby is viable. And so what we see in these questions is when they ask questions like, do you mostly support abortion with restrictions? Well, that's an intended question to give an intended result. So they're going to see that most of them, that will gather up more numbers on the abortion side. But if you look in the middle, most Americans think that there ought to be some restrictions to abortion. And the truth is that's a pro-life position.
Mm-hmm. Well, regarding the five lies the abortion industry is pushing, women, you know, they say women with life-threatening conditions will be forced to carry a baby, even if it means they die.
Yeah, this is nothing but fear-mongering by the abortion lobby. States who have pro-life laws in place all include exceptions for the life of the mother. It is absolutely still lawful for a woman to receive an abortion if it's necessary to save her life in all 50 states.
Well, according to Guttmacher, and of course, these are, in a sense, estimates, but these are about the best numbers that you can get, because these are, again, understand these are estimates because of privacy laws and other issues. But even Guttmacher breaks it down and says roughly about 1% of all abortions are, you know, may involve rape or, you know, the threat to the mother's life, right?
Yeah, it's very, very, very small. And the truth is that many women who do experience life-threatening conditions, especially in that third trimester, the benefit of scientific advancement is that science allows doctors to save both mother and baby. There doesn't have to be an either-or choice in the matter.
Exactly. Do we know, I mean, to that statement, that seems to be a very reasonable statement. Do we have any backup on that that shows time and again that this is what the doctors are doing, that they're saving both the mother and the child?
Well, I know that it depends on every, you know, it depends on the condition of the mother, but I can tell you from personal experience, my firstborn, I was just entering my third trimester, right between my second and third, and I got a condition called preeclampsia, and my organs were shutting down. The only way they could save me was to immediately deliver my daughter. So she was born at 27 weeks and weighed just 1.5 pounds. But praise God, because of medical advancements, she went straight into the NICU, and the NICU started taking care of her, and then the doctors were able to save my life and take care of me. And I'm not the only story that's like this. There are many stories out there where the woman's life is threatened, but doctors and science are able to save both.
Yeah. The scientific advances are astounding, and we thank God for the development of these said, these said advancements that, again, promote the heart of the Father, which is life. That's what this is all about. Let's talk about ectopic pregnancies. I mean, you even had, we've had elected officials, senators, congresswomen, saying, well, the women aren't going to be able to receive treatment for ectopic pregnancies. That's another lie.
This drives
me nuts. We have non-medical people. We only have elected officials, but somehow they're doctors suddenly. But go ahead, explain that.
Yes. So abortion is not the treatment for an ectopic pregnancy. And this is just pure scientific truth. If a woman experiences an ectopic pregnancy, which is when a fertilized egg implants somewhere other than the uterus and it cannot survive, then she can still legally receive care for that ectopic pregnancy. It's altogether different. And the thing is that the left, again, is trying to scare women into thinking if they have this medical emergency, that their lives will be sacrificed on the altar of the pro-life movement. And that's just not true. Laws in all states protect the exception for the life of the mother. And this would be one of those instances. A mother couldn't carry a baby to term in her fallopian tube. It would threaten her life.
And exactly.
There would absolutely be medical care for her.
What about women that won't be able to receive care for miscarriages?
This is one the abortion lobby likes to use. They like to equate a miscarriage to an abortion, and that is so dishonest. A miscarriage is the unexpected death of a baby in the womb. An abortion is the intentional killing of a baby in the womb. They couldn't be more different. And the truth is that the left, the abortion-supporting left, just doesn't care about making that distinction. Sometimes if a baby's body that's been miscarried, does not automatically flush, then a woman will have to go in, and she'll have to get a procedure done that's very similar to one that is done during an abortion. But there's a very big difference. In a miscarriage, that baby is being removed, but that baby's heart stopped on its own. In an abortion, that baby's heart is being intentionally stopped and then removed, and the baby's being removed. And so these are very different things, and the abortion lobby knows that there's a difference.
30 seconds left, Nicole. Pro-life pregnancy resource centers, the abortion industry says, hurt women and should be shut down.
Yeah, this is absolutely false. Pregnancy resource centers are empowering women to make informed decisions about their lives and their babies' lives, and they're walking alongside them throughout the entire journey, before and after they have their babies.
Nicole Hunt has been our guest. She's the attorney and life issues analyst for Focus on the Family. Thank you, Nicole.
For more severe food shortages, it's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give